Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., currently 93 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We'll begin this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Randy Gonzalez. He's an assistant professor of English here at UL Lafayette and is the director of the new graduate certificate in professional writing. It is an online certificate, and the university has really been expanding its online offerings and degrees and certificates like the one we'll talk about today. They've been winning awards for their online offerings and have gotten lots of accolades for the coursework that has been offered. You can do that coursework here in Lafayette or anywhere in the world, which is the beauty of an online course. So we're really glad to have you here to talk about this.
Well, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to back up just a moment and talk about a couple other degrees that the English department offers that are directly related to this. And this really flows very nicely out of these two offerings. You can get a BA or a master's in English with a concentration in professional writing now. So I think there are a lot of people in our listening area who may not know that. The assumption is if you get an English degree, you get an English degree. A master's, well, you get your English degree. But there are actually several concentrations that you can get both in the undergraduate level and your master's level here at the university.
And that's correct. And professional writing is something that we've been working on, and we're moving and trying to expand that program. And the idea is really to kind of bridge the gap between the skills that a person who studies English, writing skills, ability to read literature, take those skills and move them to the professional realm. So we can translate all those critical skills that they learn from reading literature and then put them into the writing that you need to function in the business world. And so that's what the program basically focuses on, practical writing skills.
And that's something that's been developing, as you said, over time. You got your master's here at UL Lafayette, I think it was in the early 90s.
That's correct.
And then just recently got your PhD from Hattiesburg, University of Mississippi, in southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg. But you've been teaching writing for a long time around the world. So you've had a lot of varied experiences teaching writing to people who are starting at the ground level. So you've honed your skills doing that.
Yes, I taught ESL overseas in Japan, Korea, the United Arab Emirates. And I think one thing I learned from those experiences is that your audience doesn't see the world the same way you do. And when writing, we have to assume this.
No matter who we're writing that letter or that communique to.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we write something and we think our audience is going to understand us because we understand us. And it's not always the case. With an email, you might get a response right away. So you realize that they don't understand you. But a business proposal, you send it out and you don't get the job and you really don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Well, and going back to this idea that this has been developing, this consciousness that we need concentrations in professional writing, a certificate in professional writing, I think for a long time we just assumed that that came as a part of our high school education, that we learned to write letters, that we learned how to write something more formal. But since the 90s, actually since you got your master's, emails have come in. Texting has become a very accepted form of communication. And have you found, and I assume that's why some of these concentrations have been added, that it's not something we can assume that people just know how to write formal communications?
Yeah, I don't think we can assume. And I think that we have to understand that we write in so many different contexts. And that writing
more than we used to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and even more. You know, students are tweeting things out. So they're used to writing these short messages and communicating to peers who understand those short messages. Now, when you go into a business context, you can't write like that. So it's not that we can't write formally. It's just that we're not used to identifying the context that we have to write formally in and identifying where this type of writing is appropriate and another type of writing is better. And just moving between those more fluidly.
So if you become a student here at the university, you can get your undergraduate with a concentration in professional writing, or you can get your master's in English with a concentration. But this certificate is aimed perhaps at a different group of people, people who already have their degrees, they're already working professionally. Who is this certificate targeting?
It's targeting, yes, people with degrees and also people out there who are already working and think that making writing a strength will help them advance their career or help them in the job that they have right now to be more productive.
So really enhancing what they already know, what they've been using, some skills they've been using perhaps, but this will really enhance it. So now it's a graduate certificate. Can you have your first degree in anything?
In anything.
Yeah.
Yes. We want them to bring their knowledge to the field.
And when I think some people think that when they go into graduate school they have to take tests. You know, you have to be accepted into graduate school. But this is a graduate certificate. So how is that handled if someone's interested in applying for it?
You still have to apply through the graduate program, through the graduate school. And, you know, you fill in your application. You don't have to take the GRE. So that's the main difference, is that you don't need to take that graduate records exam, which a lot of people are scared of.
Okay, so don't let the word graduate scare you off from this. But it's considered a post-bachelor's degree certificate.
Right. You mm-hmm. need a BA in some field.
Okay. So what's involved in this certificate? And say someone's listening, they work in industry in an office, and they really would like to enhance their skills at communication, particularly in the written form. How much time does it take? How many courses do you have to take for this certificate?
Well, you have to take 5 courses. For someone working, we'd recommend 1 course a semester. And the first course in this fall, we're starting with professional writing course. So 1 course online, so you have to commit, you know, probably 10 hours a week to it and do that for the semester. And you would have to write, you know, a certain amount of documents during the coursework. But we think that those documents for a person in the field will actually be a lot easier because they're looking at how writing is done where they are. Right. Sometimes we have students in the classroom who are not aware of what's happening out in the business
world. They haven't worked in an office.
That's right.
So 10 hours, I can see why you would suggest they only take 1 course per semester. That is a time commitment. But as you said, probably for someone already working in business, they're used to these forms at least. They're understanding the type of business communications, professional communications that you're addressing.
That's right. I mean, mm-hmm. There are no class hours to come to. I mean, what you're doing is you're looking at videos, reading the instructions and looking in interacting in forums. And then the time really spent is writing and thinking about writing. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. for professionals, the ideas, I think, are already there. It's just kind of honing them and focusing them.
And just give us a sense of what kinds of forms of writing you will be dealing with. I mean, most of us would think, well, of course, you have to email in an office sitting. What other kinds of writing will you be addressing?
Right. We'll look at emails, just formal letters. Also, we'll get into proposals and, you know, recommendation reports and different types of reports. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and then we'll start moving in other courses into kind of new media writing. You know, look at blogging for professional situations, maybe even video design for professional situations. As things go more and more online, we're looking at how new media fits into professional spaces.
So it's expanding beyond just writing. Writing is a part of multimedia ways of communicating.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I start saying composition more, mm-hmm. thinking about it as okay. composition, how we compose documents for other people. Mm-hmm. And documents could be something as small as a Facebook post as well. I mean, you notice a lot of businesses use Facebook now and these types of communication just to communicate to the public. So thinking about not just posting what you would normally post in Facebook, but thinking about how it might work for your business.
So the landscape of communicating has really changed for a lot of people who may have gotten their degree 20 years ago.
Yes, mm-hmm. and that's really the key, is thinking about ways that you can communicate and reach an audience for your business, for in your professional life, you know, for academics as well. It's something we have to consider.
I want to tell people who may be listening and thinking, this sounds like something I might be interested in. My guest is Dr. Randy Gonzalez. He's an assistant professor of English here at UL Lafayette and is the director of the new Graduate Certificate in Professional Writing Program. It's an online course that is quite necessary for a lot of us, perhaps who thought we knew how to write, but in many business settings, you just may not be keeping up with the new media, the types of composition that you're going to be required to use in your job.
Yeah, I think every time I present on the professional writing, people who are professionals or academics say, wow, I learned something new today, because it's just thinking about writing from a perspective we're not used to. And really just thinking about writing sometimes, we're not used to thinking about it. We just do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So to be a strength, we really have to reflect on what we're doing and start thinking about our audience and start thinking about how they see our communication. And you will develop this. You can develop the skills and to be a better writer if you start doing that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of people are very grateful for this opportunity because the form has things have been changing so quickly since email was introduced a couple decades ago, and it's kind of hard to keep up with the etiquette and the form required for these different types of communication.
Yes, and there is no hard and fast rule,
mm-hmm.
you know, on how to communicate. I mean,
it's not as easy as opening up your grammar book.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's communication, and everyone's different in how they accept that communication.
So you find that your experience working in different countries has helped you with that? Because you mentioned earlier that one of the things you were always focusing on was knowing your audience, having to translate for that audience that you can't assume that they're going to understand.
Yes. And that was one of the first things I learned living overseas is that, you know, we have all kinds of preconceptions about how people are going to be towards us based on what we see in the news and things like this. I worked at a university where, in the United Arab Emirates, where half of the women had their faces covered and I was teaching. So I came with my presumptions, and most of them were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and just to see how they would understand me, I was wrong about how they would understand me, and I understood them differently once I got to know them. And so to think about how language then does that to a person we're not going to see and not be sitting across from. You know, nowadays businesses, my brother-in-law does business with customers in Italy, right? So he's emailing, you know, Italian customers. So not knowing the culture, you know, there's a huge barrier there. And writing clear, concise English really can help him communicate with them and, in their sense, communicate back with them.
Right. But it doesn't have to just be somebody in another country when you're emailing a person across town in another business or even a similar business as yours. There are all kinds of miscommunication that can happen over digital email, texting, however you communicate. And you were noticing that one of the problems people often have is a sense of tone and how they're perceived and how people react to what they're writing.
That's right. That, you know, when we're talking to someone, we can see their facial expressions and we know how they're responding to us. When we send out an email, we don't. And the key really is to be as formal as possible initially, because you don't know how that person's reacting. You don't know if you're sending it off to an English professor, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it really is to kind of look at, wait until a relationship builds before you start breaking down the formalities when communicating.
Well, we spoke about the very first course that you'll be teaching in the fall, the professional writing course. But you mentioned that there are several courses needed to get the certificate. What are some of the other courses that people will take?
We're also offering in the fall the document design course, and this course will look at documents, not just the text, but how they're visually laid out, and look at style and how all the things around it in a document, images, fonts, all give meaning, and how to think about presenting your documents in the best way.
All right. So those two are being offered in the fall.
Yes.
And what other courses can they expect throughout the time that they'll be getting their certificate?
There's a professional editing course that we'll have in the spring. And there's a special projects course, which will change topics. The first one will be on e-publishing. And then we'll do one on writing for social media. So topics that are probably more in the digital realm. And the final course will be a practicum, which students will do an internship. So for professionals, they can do their internship at their job, right? They would just work with, you know, a professor, probably me, and look. I'll look at their documents and talk to them how their documents fit into their work context. For students without a job, we'll find an internship for them.
All right. Again, we are talking about the new Graduate Certificate in Professional Writing that's being offered online through the University of Louisiana at Lafayette through their English department. And my guest, Dr. Randy Gonzalez, is the director of that program. Now, some people they've never taken an online course, and that might make them a little nervous about how they're going to interact with the professors, how they would interact with or maybe won't with anyone else in their class. How will that happen practically?
Yes, we use an online learning system, Moodle. And in that system, we have forums where you can have discussions. And I'll post videos so you'll get to see me, you know, kind of talking to you. So the lessons will be delivered through video and through text. Mostly we communicate through email or in the forums. People often respond that I answer emails very quickly because I'm generally always teaching, like 24/7, it seems. Mm-hmm. But so that's really the way we communicate the most. There are times where we could go and use Skype to communicate and message each other and talk through these online messaging programs, but mostly forums and video.
Okay. And do they ever, how are they graded? I'm sure, again, for someone who hasn't been in school for a while, they must have concerns about that. Do you correct their emails and send them back or what?
Well, yes. Your grading is basically in the production, like your writing and what you're producing for the class. So, you know, I'll look at their documents and I'll comment on them and give them grades based on that. And, you know, there might be a few quizzes just to make sure that everybody's on board with the readings and the things that they're supposed to know. But mainly it is the essays and the production. And I will basically comment on them, send them back, and you can comment back to me. And, you know, it should be a dialogue. It's just done virtually. There's a lot of collaboration software that we use to kind of comment on essays and have you be able to kind of respond back.
All great things to learn, too, if you want to know more about professional writing.
That's correct.
So if they get over their nervousness about taking an online class, can you just address the value of having this certificate?
Well, I think the value will be that when you leave the courses, you'll feel confident in your writing. You'll think of writing not just as something you can do, but as a strength. And you should be able to sell that in your business, you know, environment. You know, it could help you advance your career. And I think having good communication skills, especially writing skills, can help you advance into more leadership positions. You know, good leaders are good communicators.
Mm-hmm. And it does look great on a resume.
It certainly does.
Absolutely. Well, that is the new Graduate Certificate in Professional Writing being offered here at UL Lafayette. If someone listening would like more information, Randy, should they contact you? Who would be the best person?
Yes, they can contact me by email. The short version of my email is rg@louisiana.edu. They could also look on our website. We have information available on the UL website. Just type in, you know, search for professional writing and you'll find it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to the growth of more programs here at the university. I know they're reaching people, again, all over the world and really offering a great service and just trying to make their offerings as relevant as possible to people who perhaps don't have the time to come back for another degree or a more traditional degree. And this really fills the need for so many of those people.
We certainly hope so.
And of course, I'm sure there is a list here on campus that you can find of all of the online courses and degrees being offered through the university. And if you're interested in that, you can certainly look online and find out more about it. Well, Randy, thanks for taking time to physically come here.
Thank you.
And do the interview with us. So we really appreciate that. Dr. Randy Gonzalez, rg@louisiana.edu. Thank you so much.
Thank you.